So no one ever knows. You go to Hawaii, you don't go to, you go to Hawaii, do you wash your hands? Do you not wash your hands? Do you wait on the line? Can you just go into the car? Sometimes the line is out the door or outside and it's 10 people, 20 people ahead of you and you just, people are talking, you just want to go home already or you're running late. Can you just wash at home? So this is the question. Where does the whole idea of washing by a Levaya come from at all? So again, we've been listing in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Daled and Sifir Ches has all this list about places where there are things that you need to wash your hands for. And one of them is a Yesh Omrim. Some say, based on the Mordechai, Afa Holech Bein HaMesim. Even if you go between Mesim, Umishenaga B'Mes. You touch a dead body or you go in between Mesim. The question is, what exactly does going in between Mesim mean? Is that a Levaya in an indoor chapel with a Mesim in the front? Is that considered going between Mesim? So the Magen Avraham points out that what this means is, it means that the cemetery. A holich bein ha-mesim means if you go amongst mesim, means if you go to actually a cemetery. So then if you go to a cemetery with mesim in the ground, then you need to wash your hands when you leave the cemetery. That would imply, says the Magen Avraham, if you just go to a levaya in the chapel or whatever, in a funeral parlor, in the funeral home, and there's one mace there, obviously an unburied, so you wouldn't need to wash your hands. Says the Magen Avraham, nevertheless, the minog is that nichnas lemeis echad. You enter by one mace. I'm leaving it vague purposely because this is what the Magen Avraham says. Nichnas lemeis echad. Or, if you're malavinoso, you escort the mace, the minog is you wash your hands. So the question then becomes, well, what exactly does nichnas lemeis echad mean? Now the Mishnah Berurah is helpful a little bit, but not so helpful to answer this question. Mishnah Berurah says, "Vafilu misha nichnas eitzel meis echad." Even someone enters by one meis, oshahalach lavoso nohagin b'netiwa. Quoting the Magen Avraham, so you still don't know what does that mean. If I go into a levaya, into a building where there's one meis, doing eulogies, etc., I spay them, and now I leave there, and I'm not going to the cemetery, and I walk out of that building where the meis was there for the last hour, I was in the room with them. Do I need to wash my hands? Yes or no? No? From this Magen Avraham, Mishnah Berurah, yes or no? Nichnas lameis echad sounds maybe yes. You say yeah. Okay. So comes along the Prima God, which is not on 1 second. This is only talking about if you're within Dalid Amos of the meis. In other words, within 6 to 8 feet of the Nifter. Then you need to wash hands. Nichnas lameis echad doesn't mean anything other than getting close to one mace. Now, most people
buy
a
think it's in the same roof?
Oh, that's my next marmakom. But from the Prima Ganim, he doesn't say that. Prima Ganim says if you're nichnas lameis echad, means within Dalad Amos. Most people, I would venture to say, you go to Levaya, presumably don't get within 4 amas of the mace. Tell me if I'm wrong about that. But probably, unless you're in the front rows, usually reserved for family, if you're coming to, you know, a levaya, usually are not within 4 to 8 feet of the mace for the most part. So, according to this Prima Gunim, simply put, you would not need to wash your hands. And so, the Sefer Kaf HaChaim and others pass can light this Prima Gunim. Aruch HaShulchan as well says the minig is only to wash within 4 amos of a mace unless you go to the cemetery. Comes along the Sefer Chayyavi, a contemporary one of Rav Vosner's, related to Rav Vosner, I think his nephew. The Chayyavi says, 1 second. This Prima Gadim can't be talking about when you're indoors. The Prima Gadim must only be talking about this leniency within 4 amas is when they used to have, like, a Slavayas outside, you know, before they would go to a Sunday. In our room, where you have a building, so of course you're all within Dawud Amas. It's within... It's an Ohel, it's an Ohel Mace. So says the Chai Levi, for sure if you're indoors with one mace, the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah would require you to wash your hands. Now, Benite Gavriel, I saw Gavriel Zinner, Shlita, he, in his Sefer Navelus, and he says, he seems to take for granted, without even making this a discussion, that if you're in the same house as the mace, in other words, a Levaya, and you're inside, you for sure need to wash your hands, which is probably where the minhag developed that you need to wash your hands. Now the Chazon Ish says that you need to always wash your hands, even if you're outside Dawud Amos, even outside, as long as it's a Levaya. If you add a levayis, that's another chumrah to tack on. So the upshot would seem to be that you do need to wash your hands when you go to levayis. However, Rabbi Yashiv, I saw, cites that if you're outside David Amos of the mace, I think even if you're inside, he doesn't distinguish, then you do not need to wash your hands. So the upshot is, if you look at the Pnei Baruch, which is with the art scroll, you know, the art scroll, the art scroll mourner's book, you know, the one with the Avelis book that they give out, right? So it's based on the Pnei Baruch, who's Rav Goldberg, who's they just translate in English. So I didn't look at the English art scroll, but I looked at the Pnei Baruch in the Hebrew, assuming the art scroll translates the same way. We could check it up. Is the Pnei Baruch says, there's two opinions. If you need a You need to wash your hands if you go to Levaya indoors. Upshot is the minhag olam is that you wash your hands, even though it's not so clear that you're mechuyev to. Yeah. So that many say if you go to the hospital, you really should wash hands. Although the hospital may be different because it's in a totally different compartments. Maybe the rooms are there, the doors are closed, which it's you're not really. Hopefully, Baruch Hashem, you hope you're not encountering a mace, or even though someone's on the same floor as a mace, but you're right. Many want to say, based on this, you should wash when you go to the hospital. So now the question comes, well, how quick do you have to wash? So the Mishnah Berurah, in that same Mishnah Berurah, says that v'nagu l'hakbid, we're very careful, im yikonis adam abayis acher kodem shirchatz. You shouldn't enter into a house, other house, bayis acher, before you wash. So now the question is, what about if you enter into, or I was going to say even a step before that, your own house? We'll get to the car in a second. What about if you enter in your own house? This is bais acher. I don't know what that means. Bais acher means acher from the funeral house or someone. But is that what he means? So most poskim are a little bit unclear about this. But Sefer V'Darash V'Chacharta has a whole discussion about it. But he concludes like what you're saying. It means even if you walk into your own house, of course you have to wash your hands. But what about the car? Is a car. So Nitei Gavriel in the Sefer Naveos writes that even before you enter your own car, you should wash your hands, which would mean basically you need to wait online and you can't bring your own water. There's no cutting the line and getting home and just washing at home. However, the Chai Levi, the same Chai Levi who is Machmir, says, well, there's a whole discussion if a moving car item is considered an Oel. We have a concept about this throughout Shas. There's the whole question of a plane flies over a cemetery. Is a Kohen allowed to fly over a cemetery? Because since the plane is moving, do we say Oel Zaruk, Shmei Oel or not? A moving tent, does it constitute a tent? So a car is moving. The problem is that your car, when you get into it, is not moving for that second until you turn on the ignition. I guess unless the car is already on and it's, I don't know, you walk into the car, unclear. Well, if it's enclosed, a car is enclosed. We have this for a lot of other halachos. We do say for the most part, a car, even though it's enclosed, it is an ohel unless it's moving. If it's moving, maybe there's room to say it's not. Correct. Is the heter for going on planes? Because but most people don't like that heter. And they say a mice, he cry away besides mice from the Skver Rebbe. Skver Rebbe was very machbid, but when he went to Levaya, he would always wash his hands before he even got into a car. Now, I saw the Nishma Sisrael gives one heter, it's the only heter I could find, is that, well, maybe if you only entered into a building with a mace, and you stayed 4 hours away, and you were going into a car, maybe there's room to say you don't have to be so machmir about both chumras. So there, if you're going to a levaya, then you can wait till you get home, and then you could wash your hands. It's a weak heter, I'm not sure if that works. Final issue we'll talk about is, what about drying your hands? This is what you asked a few weeks ago, right? Minhag has developed drying hands. People don't dry their hands in a levaya. I really thought because they don't have paper towels. They're cheap. They don't want to put out paper towels. But is that like, what's the pshat? Where does this come from? So this is actually a minhag cited by the Shuri Knesset Gadol I saw in the Piskei Tshuvos. And the minhag is not to dry hands. The reason that they say is because you don't want to forget the mace for a few extra seconds. I guess your hands are still wet. So this way you'll still remember that you were at a levaya. It's a hard reason to understand. But the minchas aluzer for the munkach was mako to use paper towels, but you shouldn't use a regular towel because everyone shouldn't share a towel. Shouldn't share towels for other reasons that now in this coronavirus world, hopefully that minhag is abolished for many, many other reasons as well. The final answer, I just throw it out there, this is not the psak, but it's an interesting marmakom, is Rav Abadi, you know, from Lakewood, is some of his little bit radical shitas, is made famous for some of his radical shitas. And his sefer Ar Yitzchak says, perhaps you don't even need to wash your hands if you go to a cemetery. Because he wants to be medayik, that the whole chumrah that was really developed was really about touching a mace. It didn't really mean, you know, actually going to even to a cemetery. It says, holich beta mesim. He says, yeah, that's based on a maral, it's a radical shita. No one follows that. If you go to a cemetery, if you're in a chaplet. So if you go to a cemetery, so upshot is, you go to a cemetery, you definitely need to wash your hands when you come out. You should wash it as soon as possible before you get into a car. You go to a chapel, you go to just a levaya, not to the cemetery itself, then you really should wash your hands. But maybe there's room to be lenient that you could go into your car first and go home and wash your hands there. But if you don't stay within 4 amos from the mace, you could rely on that Rebbe Arfenis, maybe as a klua, but probably best is just to wait on the line and wash your hands. Shkoyach.